This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along. This weekend, we're talking about scams, the scammers we've all heard from on the phone, the scammers that sometimes do a door-to-door thing, probably especially this time of the year with nicer weather for outdoor things. But we're joined by Trooper Sarah Barrett with the State Police from the Milton Barracks. She is a community service officer and also the public information officer. And we are going to try to get at the heart of some of these and hopefully warn people away from these possible scams. Trooper Barrett, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's begin with kind of an overview. Right now, what are state police seeing the most of?
So honestly, scams, like you said, are one of our biggest crimes that we're investigating. We're seeing all sorts of from just the skimmer scams to people losing their pension scams, retirement, all sorts of different. These people are very crafty in what they want to take.
Now, of course, scams covers a wide area, too. I mean, that the phone calls we get can be scams, whether they're from overseas or sometimes local.
Yeah, phone calls, emails, text messages. I think the most popular one going around right now is a traffic ticket out of Philadelphia. I myself got that text message. We see it all the time, especially social media. People get wrapped up into that, too.
That's the thing. These adjust to different situations, and it seems like, I guess, their goal eventually, if you try enough things, you think you're gonna catch someone.
That, or people get afraid because they'll put in there, you're gonna go to jail, or there'll be a warrant out for your arrest, and so people get scared, and then they end up paying them.
Okay. So many times, I feel like, oh, I am prepared because I have read all these news stories, but yet then something happens, or you get something, and you think, I don't know. You question it. So those are probably evolving all the time.
All the time. Just as soon as we figure it out, a new one comes along.
Now, what as far as the overseas calls, I always wonder, is there anything that can be done about this? Or is it just a matter of warning people away from the state police perspective?
So from a local state police perspective, it's so hard for us to arrest somebody that's overseas. So more or less having that education, the vigilance, and knowing when it's a scam.
And who are the victims? We tend to hear about older folks, but I mean, this can reach anyone if you're not staying on top of the information.
So our biggest population of individuals scammed are the younger generation, the Gen Zs, I think it's Gen A's now. I'm not sure what generation we're in, but they are our biggest population because they're on their phones or on the internet. Now we have an older population, okay, of individuals. So our elderly community, they are being scammed out of large amounts of money.
So you have the older folks that didn't grow up with the internet they're finding ways to get to them, but because the Gen Z people and the Gen Alpha people are spending so much time on those devices, they have a higher percentage then.
That is correct. Yeah. Okay. So we're seeing a large amount of the Gen Alpha getting scammed. And like I said, the elderly community is being scammed a lot out of their pensions, their retirements, those large amounts of money.
Okay. What would be your advice to someone just in general life? I mean, my advice would be as cynical as you can possibly be. Is that kind of what you have to do? Just take nothing seriously until it's confirmed?
So we always tell people if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Scams can kind of look in all sorts of different forms. I was actually on my way here listening to the radio, not this radio station, but I don't know what one it was, but they were saying if you pay $10, you could win up to $5,000. And to the unsuspecting person, that sounds really enticing, but it's too good to be true. $10 a month is what it was to win up to $50,000 or $5,000. Yeah, that's not happening. You're just losing money.
Look closely, I guess, at everything that comes your way.
Be very skeptical. If it's too good to be true, it's probably is. And trust your gut. Our bodies know really well if something isn't right. So if it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't.
What are some of the most prevalent ones going on right now? Like we said, they're evolving. What's the current thing you're seeing a lot of?
Oh my goodness. If I had a book, I would probably be a millionaire. I could write them all down. So it's tax season, obviously. So we see a lot of the IRS tax scams. We see the skimmers at the gas pumps. People will do that. Right now we're really seeing you've won this prize, pay this money to get this amount of money, or your grandson is in jail, you need to pay money towards this. So we're seeing a lot of that.
Would you say the biggest thing is just to get off the phone when those people call? Because my temptation is always to mess with them. But I imagine the less time you spend, the better.
So I think we're in this age of technology where our phones kind of pre-tell us if it's potential scam. So if you think it's scam, don't answer it. But yeah, don't even answer the phone. Let it go to voicemail.
If they're legit, they're going to leave a message.
Oh, and they'll call you back.
Of course, the scammer also leaves a message, but then you know it's ridiculous.
Correct, yes.
Okay. What's the psychology behind this that they can just reach into? You feel like they're targeting you directly, like, wow, they really knew what I was going to think. Is that, or is it random because there's just so many of them?
That's hard to answer. It could be random, but think about all of your information is all over the internet. In about 5 minutes, I could probably find everything out about you and all your family just by typing your name into Google. And that's what they'll do. They'll put your information in the internet, find out what they can, and then use it to their advantage. Plus, we're really social beings on the internet. We put pictures of our family on there. We put our information on there. So that's why we tell you when you're going away on vacation, don't post pictures. Don't put things that people could use against you. Just because we think that these scammers are overseas, some of them are local.
That kind of brings us to that, where there are sometimes, this time of the year, people saying, we're doing home repairs, we're doing roofs, whatever. Is there some way you can confirm that when they come to your door? And maybe you do need a new roof, but you don't just take the first person that comes to your door.
Yeah, so door-to-door salesmen, we see that a lot. Verifying their information, get credentials, get a business card, get a quote. If they ask for full payment up front, that should be a red flag. A deposit down and then payment upon completion is what a proper business should look like as far as payment goes. A lot of times what we're seeing is this kind of targets our elderly community. They'll just pay up front and then the person never comes back and finishes the job.
Someone knocks on my door, other than not answering it, which I think is the
the common theme.
That's kind of become the Generation X answer to door knocks is not answer it. But is it better to stay away, just not even interact with these people? I mean, I feel like if they really, need to sell you a roof, there's better ways.
There is. I mean, if it was my house, I'd be reaching out to somebody and asking them to come give me a quote. But it does happen where people come door to door. If you don't feel comfortable with it, you can always tell them to leave. Get off my property. You're not welcomed here. Or no, thank you, simply.
And we've all dealt with the pushy salesman who sometimes won't leave too. So I guess just... kind of stealing yourself ahead of time, saying when this happens, here's how I'm going to react.
Yeah, coming up with a game plan for almost everything. It's unfortunate we have to think that way, but especially with door-to-door people, I know like we have window salesmen that come around explaining to them, no, thank you for your services. If they continue to be pushy, you can always say, I'm going to call the police if you don't leave my property.
And pretending they're the government scams. I mean, that comes too. And it's, I don't know how many times I've been, someone's wanted to discuss my Medicaid in the last 6 months. And I would like to say, I'm not that old yet, but that's all right. they kind of come in spurts. I don't know if this is anecdotal with myself or if you kind of, they get on one and go with it. Is that kind of what we're seeing? and then they come back to, you know, find a new one when that one doesn't work anymore?
It's ever evolving, honestly. We see, like you said, the Medicaid, Medicare scams, the insurance scams. We'll see the IRS scams, like I said before. We'll see the toll booth scams. So it just kind of revolves, and there's no rhyme or reason how they do this.
Sometimes I will ask myself, okay, I got a text. First of all, is it possible this really could have happened? Second of all, is anyone in that organization, you know, the Turnpike, whatever, have my text? Why are they going to have my number in the first place?
Very logical thinking, yes. So thinking it through, were you in the area at the time? The PennDOT's going to send you a letter, not a text message. So there's nowhere for you to put your cell phone number in, but they're going to send you a letter, just like the IRS. They're going to send you a letter. If you owe back taxes or there's issues, they're not going to call you. They're not going to demand anything. I know we were seeing a string of sheriff warrants in certain counties in the responding area, warrants out for people saying that if they didn't pay this, they were going to be arrested. And we'll often see it. They'll put news releases out saying, we don't have this. We don't want your money. We want you to just pay what you need to do as far as your fines go.
And I think the perhaps the Turnpike, now that they just read your license plate, I'm thinking the people that do those scams are going to have to move on as well to a new scam.
Well, they target your phone. And here's what people don't realize. So every time you buy something on the internet and you put your phone number in, that information sold and sold again and then sold again. So we kind of think like, oh, we'll put our number in that do not call list. Well, in about 20 minutes, your phone number is going to be sold again. So it's just, it's out there. It's all over.
It wasn't that long ago that people were asked their social security number for legitimate reasons until it became something where it's like, you don't say that out loud anymore.
Protect it with all costs. Never carry your social security card in your wallet. Keep that locked up and put it safe somewhere.
Or in the special location in our house. I know you want to keep that stuff away. You don't want to drop that on the floor at the supermarket for sure.
No, absolutely not.
That's almost too easy for the scamming types. If someone gets these calls, I mean, at what point should you report it? Is it just that there's so many of them, it just doesn't matter because you know they're coming, or maybe just the local ones? I mean, how should people handle that?
So as far as the state police goes, we will only take your report if you are a victim of a crime. So meaning you are out money, you are out some type of service, you are something was taken from you. So one of the popular ones we were seeing was if you give us this amount of money, like you want a trip and you need to pay an Amazon scratch card, like scratch the back off and send us a picture of it. That can be reported to us. We've seen people give hundreds of thousands of dollars to overseas princes that are just, they're not real. So if you are out any type of money or any type of items, that's when you can report it to the state police. And a lot of these people are overseas. They're in foreign countries that are very hard for us to track. Unless it's a huge amount where we can get the FBI involved and possibly do an arrest that way, it's about next to near impossible for us to get that money back.
Are those countries doing something, or do they just let it slide?
Let it slide.
Okay. I wasn't sure how if this was just something that isn't our responsibility, but apparently no one takes responsibility then.
No. I mean, we're even seeing these weird scams where people are having random packages delivered to their house, and they're packages. It's a bizarre scam we're seeing.
If you think it can't happen, it's just hasn't happened yet, probably.
Yeah, and I mean, if you happen to receive an unknown package at your home, give us a call. Call the non-emergency line, and we'll be happy to come out and investigate it.
As far as dealing with older folks, I mean,
at what point do I consider myself one of them? But at this point, I do go to my 19-year-old daughter for computer information. I have to tell you that.
You're only as old as your heart feels.
Okay. So. Well, I don't feel this old, but older relatives, do you recommend on how to handle it with them? I mean, you don't want to make them feel like they're idiots because they don't get this. It's legitimate. You don't get it because you didn't grow up with it. But how do we have those conversations?
So they're hard ones because, the scams are evolving. So just to even catch up on what's actually happening. But explaining that if they don't understand what's going on, having a very simple conversation, logically thinking it through. We even encourage people to call the barracks and ask to speak to a trooper, and we'll walk you through it. We would rather you ask us some what you feel like are silly questions, which aren't to us, which saves us a lot of time doing an investigation and trying to get back your money. So just being open and honest, a lot of times we see, especially the elderly community, are embarrassed to come to the police or even just talk to somebody in general.
Do you have any idea on the numbers of, the dollar amounts lost to these, whether it be Pennsylvania or, any numbers you might be aware of?
Just myself, I've seen $150,000, $40,000, $20,000, $10,000. It really ranges depending on what that person has. I've done a couple investigations myself where that person's been out almost $15,000 to $20,000.
And I'm guessing most people, or at least a lot of people listening, have either had that approach to them or know somebody who's either been scammed or they've been targeted.
Absolutely. I mean, every single person has been scammed at some point in their lives.
What are some of the resources out there to help avoid being scammed and, again, to maybe help deal with older folks in your family that kind of warn them away from it?
So the state police has on our website, we have some resource and information that you can use. Believe it or not, the internet is one of our biggest resources. Research these people, research the companies that they're bringing to you, research the information. Ask for a callback number. If it's a legitimate scam, they're going to try to be pushy and get that information, and they're not going to give you a callback number. They're going to want your information and your money right then and there. So just kind of having a prepared list of questions in your head. Okay, does this feel right? Is this legitimate? Are they going to allow me to call them back? Do they have a supervisor I could speak to if you feel like it's a scam?
Can you just leave our listeners with, one or two thoughts of, if you took anything away from this today, take this and don't forget it.
So just a couple things to take away. One, please don't be embarrassed to have conversations, especially to give us a phone call if you have questions. We do offer a scams program that we can come out and have a conversation and educate the community on area scams. And just if it seems too good to be true and your gut doesn't feel right, it probably isn't right. So always trust your instincts. It's always changing. We'll see here in a couple months a new scam. Who knows what the election scams we see going around too. All sorts of different stuff.
Just be a crusty old cynic like Matthew James and you'll, you can stay safe most of the time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I've talked to people who I think of as very much focused on the latest technology, but yet sometimes they have come close to falling for something. It's like we said, if they're always changing, you don't know what to expect.
Yeah. I mean, we even see Facebook Marketplace scams all the time. People will ask for payment in full. We see puppy scams all the time. Buy this puppy, send me your money, and then there's no puppy. So just being frugal. Times are tough. Gas is high. Groceries are high. Being stingy with your money.
We need to keep it for ourselves.
Yes.
Okay. Sarah Barrett, trooper with the Milton Barracks of the State Police, has been our guest on the program today. We want to thank her for joining us. She is the Public Information Officer and the Community Service Officer. And we thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we want to thank our listeners for tuning in to the WPGM Community Forum.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.